So good morning again then to Pork Lodge.
Good morning, Louise. There were a few bars of the Offaly Rover around Portlaoise last night as rank outsiders Offaly clinched the Leinster Under-20 Football Championship with a 3-point win over Dublin at MW Higher O'Moore Park. The Faithful County winning by 15 points to 3-3. Jack Bryant top scored with 6 points. Speaking on TG Cahir, man of the match Cormac Egan from the Tullamore Club paid tribute to the hard work being done to return Offaly football to the glory days of the past.
It was what Offaly football is about, what it was built on in the 70s, the 80s, all the way up, you know, boys with grandads and even older who had played in them great Offaly teams, you know. And we thought we had to reinstill that back into this team, you know, the boys Raf, Deck and all the boys in the backroom team, Cohen, they really put that into us. And that's as much them as it is us, you know, they've drilled that into us from the very start, you know. From underage, Ken Furlong with the minors, you know, Tony Dalton, Ginger Stewart, all these boys coming up along, and this is what it is here for today, you know. It's more than just this team. It's teams that have gone by that maybe didn't get over the line. This is for them.
Offaly now go on to play Cork in the All-Ireland semi-final. Cork landed the Munster title in Thurles last night. Keith Ricken's side beating Tipperary by 320 to 310. As we heard from Des just before the news, Sunita Paspore made a strong start to her campaign in the women's single sculls at the Olympic Games in Tokyo. Paspore won her heat at the Sea Forest Waterway with more than 8 seconds to spare to cruise through to the quarterfinals. The men's double sculls of Ronan Byrne and Philip Doyle finished fourth in their heat. They'll now compete in the repechage in the early hours of tomorrow morning. While swimmer Shane Ryan has been forced to withdraw from his specialist event, the 100 metres backstroke, due to persistent shoulder pain. In the Europa Conference League second qualifying round first leg, Bohemians were 1-0 winners away to Dudelange in Luxembourg. Ross Tierney got the goal. The home leg will take place at the Aviva Stadium next Thursday. While Dundalk twice came from behind to draw 2-2 with Estonian side Levadia Tallinn, Will Patching and David McMillan scored for the Louth side. There are 7 FAI Cup second round matches down for decision, including Shamrock Rovers versus Galway United at Tallaght Stadium. On now to our weekend Gaelic football preview. We have 2 provincial football finals. It's Kerry versus Cork in the Munster decider in Killarney, and Croke Park is the unusual location for the Connacht final between Galway and Mayo. Here's Tomás O'Shea.
Yeah, Páraí, the Connacht final will be massive. Mayo-Galway in Croke Park. People are saying it'll be an advantage to Mayo. I'm not too sure. I think Galway will look forward to up there. It'll be going to be a tense match. Galway had a terrible start to the league in Tralee. They got relegated to Division 2 in a game they should have won against Monaghan soon after. I think this is relevant because it was only a few weeks ago. They needed something big and they beat Roscommon in the Hyde, which was a huge win for them in the Connacht semi. For Galway, a few things need to happen, Páraí. Their big players need to fire. The Shane Walshes, the Damien Comers, the Paul Conroys, they need to impact the game. They need also to collectively stop conceding soft scores. It happens too often. Happened against Roscommon, happened against Monaghan, happened against Kerry. Bodies back, but scores being spilt too easily. They had a concerning goal with Bernard Power kickouts. They've changed that. Conor Gleeson is in. He's going to be tested big time. The big thing for them is they have runners like Sean Kelly has been outstanding for them, powering through. But they can also play the long ball, and the long ball is where they get goals from. So that threat has to be there. But Mayo and James Horne just won't go away. Horne is an outstanding manager. The players he's brought through, the players he's lost. Under Kevin Welsh, Galway had got a foothold in Connacht again. But it's Horne that's after flipping that back again. He keeps his high pressure game plan the same. Dermot O'Connor, will he start? I think that's key, because then you can save Aidan O'Shea inside in the edge of the square. The experience of Keegan and O'Shea, Dirk and McLaughlin was key. But they say young lads, it's the Ryan O'Donoghue's, the Tommy Conroy's. Will they feel Killian O'Connor's loss? I'm not too sure. I think they'll create as many chances. It's about taking those chances from play. For me, too many things have to go right for Galway. Mayo fire when it's needed most. I'm going to go with Mayo. With the Kerry and Cork Munster final, a lot of people, we're back in Killarney, a lot of people are thinking Kerry will trounce, and I mean trounce Cork. I think Kerry will win, and I do think Cork are so predictably casual at times that it is a possibility they could hammer them, but I don't think they will. I think Cork need to tighten up at the back. They need to clog the middle third of the pitch. Your wing forwards and half backs will be key, absolutely key here. Defensively against Limerick, there were poor times. Will Cork go very defensive? I don't think they should. Yes, clog up the middle, but have that threat up front so that you can actually kick the ball or run the ball. If you can kick the ball into the likes of Cathal O'Mahony, Brian Hurley, they will cause trouble, but it has to be given early. If they want to run it, they have the Ian Maguires, the Rory Deans, the Sean Meehan's, and of course their best player, Shawnee Powter. They need a balance, but it's a savage work rate in the middle third that I'd question. From a Kerry point of view, it can be broken down this simple. They didn't seem to be able to get it up to the level needed against Cork last year. The reality is Cork deserved that victory because emotionally, Kerry were not at the races. It's Cork in a Munster final and they were second best to every ball. Now, if you marry that control passion with the tactical game they have, the new players they've introduced, the shape of the team, they now have Tadhg Morley, Paul Murphy on the bench, but they have the Dermot O'Connors and the Gavin Whites who can power forward. They have a lot of pace. That's without going near Sean O'Shea and David Clifford. I think Cork will have too many fires to put out around the pitch. And for me, it's going to be a victory for Kerry.
Great stuff. Our thanks to Tomás O'Shea and Munster GAA officials were last night informed that the attendance limit for Sunday's Munster final in Killarney is to remain at 2,500. They had made an updated submission to the government this week seeking an increase to around 4,000. The Lions management are understood to be unhappy with the decision to have a South African as the television match official for tomorrow's first test against the Springboks in Cape Town. Marius Jonker was selected for the role after New Zealander Brendan Pickerill was unable to travel because of the pandemic. Darren Clark fired an opening round 65 to lie joint leader with James Kingston, heading into day two of the Seniors Open at Sunningdale. On 5 under par, the pair are 1 shot clear of a chasing group, which includes Bernhard Langer. Paul McGinley is tied for 24th place on 1 under. Meanwhile, Royal Dublin's Max Kennedy is the leading qualifier at the South of Ireland Amateur Open at Lahinch. Claire Melia recorded 13 rebounds and 4 assists as the Ireland women's basketball team defeated Malta by 78 points to 48 at the European Championships in Cyprus. They now play Kosovo in the semi-final tomorrow. Trainer Stephen Mahan's appeal against a 4-year ban relating to horse neglect issues is to be heard tomorrow week. And finally, Gavin, in cricket, South Africa have taken an unassailable 2-0 lead against Ireland in the T20 series.